Blowing Up a Storm is brought to you by the Windwork Symphonic Wind Ensemble, showcasing the very best of wind band music.
Good morning, and welcome to our fourth edition of Blowing Up a Storm. I'm Rian van Wyk, and we are continuing our journey through the history of wind band music and composers. In the first two decades of the 20th century, wind bands evolved significantly from their military and concert origins. The wind band also became a popular medium for community and educational ensembles, with bands gaining prominence in schools and local organizations. This era marked a shift towards a more formal and diverse wind band tradition, bridging classical and popular music. Composers that come to mind are Paul Hindemith, Darius Milhaud, and Robert Russell Bennett. Hindemith's Symphony in B-flat of 1951, written for the U.S. Army Band, represents his deep engagement with wind ensembles. During rehearsals, Hindemith personally coached musicians, helping them navigate the work's modernist complexities, highlighting his dedication to the medium. Milhaud's Suite Française of 1944, composed for American high school wind bands during World War II, was inspired by French folk music and served as a cultural bridge between France and the United States. The piece symbolized resilience and unity, bringing his polytonal style to a wider audience through accessible music for young musicians. Robert Russell Bennett, an American composer and arranger, is best known for his orchestration work on Broadway, but he also made significant contributions to wind band music. His suite of Old American Dances of 1949 is a cornerstone of the repertoire, blending traditional American dance forms like the cakewalk and rag with rich modern harmonies. Bennett's skill for orchestration, honed through Broadway, shines in this piece using wind instruments to evoke a lively, nostalgic atmosphere. He created music that was both accessible and sophisticated, making him a key figure in elevating this artistic status of wind bands in the mid-20th century. We will now listen to the diverse compositional styles, which are clearly audible in short excerpts from each of the works mentioned earlier.
Thank you.
You have just listened to excerpts from Paul Hindemith's Symphony in B-flat, performed by the 2005 Sasol South African National Wind Ensemble, conducted by Sean Kierman, followed by Alsace Lorraine from Darius Milhaud's Suite Française, performed by the Royal Northern College of Music Wind Orchestra, conducted by Timothy Reinisch, and Robert Russell Bennett's Western One Step from his suite of Old American Dances, performed by the Lone Star Wind Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Miliaro Corporon. To listen to this feature again, visit fmr.co.za and click on Podcasts, Blowing Up a Storm.
Blowing Up a Storm was brought to you by the Windworks Symphonic Wind Ensemble and sponsored by the Mzansi National Philharmonic Orchestra. FMR.